Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Minister Benny Gantz has quit his country's emergency coalition government Sunday, leaving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu without a centrist power in his government. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard.
In a televised news conference, Gantz said Netanyahu was, quote, preventing us from advancing toward true victory, and that politics was clouding fateful strategic decisions in his cabinet. He added that stepping down while hostages were still in Gaza and soldiers were still fighting there was an excruciating decision. A former general, Gantz had joined Netanyahu's inner war cabinet soon after the October 7th attacks by Hamas, where he, the prime minister, and defense minister Yoav Gallant were the only voting members.
That is Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. Israelis are celebrating after the weekend recovery of four hostages from Hamas, but it's a stark contrast in Gaza, where hundreds of Palestinians were killed. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
The Israeli operation left more than 270 Palestinians dead, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. That included airstrikes that leveled parts of the camp just days after Israeli troops pummeled a school-turned-shelter, according to local health officials. As the Israel Defense Forces continue sweeps in Gaza, claiming to seize stockpiles of weapons, its staunchest ally, the United States, says this conflict could end right now if Hamas agreed to a ceasefire. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The director of the UN World Food Program says the program has paused its distribution of humanitarian aid from an American-built pier off Gaza out of concern for the safety of its workers. The WFP head Cindy McCain spoke a day after a successful Israeli military raid